The following recording is copyright 2010 Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
When I was in grade school 50 years ago, it seemed like most sins were mortal and most people were headed to hell. Some of you might remember those days. Good Catholics went to communion every Sunday, and they prepared for it by going to confession every Saturday. Our struggle against sin was supported by the general prudishness of the 1950s and 60s. The twin beds in I Love Lucy's bedroom were about as risque as TV got. Then came the sexual revolution at the very time when the post-Vatican II church was articulating a more positive understanding of human nature. And the pendulum swung to the other extreme. Now it seems like no sin is mortal. And if you look at the obituaries in the paper, it looks like everybody goes to heaven. If some people go to confession twice a year, it's a lot. And if you're not struggling against sin in your daily life, you might not be able to think of much to say when you get there to confession. In today's gospel, we have the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector. At first, it seems like the judgmental Pharisee resembles the people in the prudish 50s, and the tax collector resembles the immoral people of today. But in fact, the reverse is true. Because this parable is not about righteousness versus unrighteousness, but rather about unrepentance versus repentance. And many people today are every bit as unrepentant as that judgmental Pharisee was. He had no trouble finding faults with others, but was ignorant of his own sins, refuses to see what there is in his own life that needs to change. He likes himself just the way he is, and so simply thanks God for having made him such a great guy. Sound familiar? Over the last 45 years, our society has become very permissive. Anything goes. And this leaves us, and especially our children, at great risk, because even when done in ignorance, evil deeds do great harm. Ignorance is one of Satan's greatest weapons. The tax collector, on the other hand, for all his faults, faced up to the evil he had done. And so there is hope for him. He was tired of hurting, and he was ready to repent, ready for a change in his life, which was all God needed. It was the opening God needed to step in and set him free. Now, for him to remain free, he'll have to be vigilant and struggle consciously against sin for the rest of his life. The same is true for you and me. If we can't think of any sins to confess, is it because we commit no sins? Or is it because of ignorance? Do we refuse to see what is there because we don't want to repent? We don't want to have to change our ways? For some of our young people growing up in this permissive age, the very idea of having to be vigilant and having to struggle against sin may be a whole new concept, but it is as old as the Bible and the tax collector who went to the temple to pray. For all his regrets, he went home justified. He went home a changed man. While the Pharisee, who thought he had nothing to confess, did not. Notice, that Pharisee may well have had a lot of virtues. He was not greedy. He was not dishonest. He was not adulterous. He fasted. He tithed. But it was all for nothing, because he used those good deeds for an evil purpose, to exalt himself at the expense of others. He twisted the very deeds that should have drawn him closer to God into self-serving, boastful comparisons that glorified himself rather than God, and ultimately separated him from the very God his good deeds were supposed to be serving. As Jesus says, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted.